Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. A very good morning to you, Soku. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, to listeners.
So, Soku, how do I find love in a hopeless place? So romantic.
You know, when I came upon this story, I thought this is such a great story because it basically talks about the situation that's happening in Libya. And I just want to play a clip, a very short clip for you, and I'll tell you more about what's happening there.
You can't determine where your wife to be, where you can find her. You can just come like this suddenly.
Now, that clip is a clip of a Nigerian migrant who basically says that you can't tell where you find your wife to be. He's tried the trip to Europe that many migrants have tried 5 times. He talks about how he, you know, on his first journey over the Mediterranean, how his boat capsized and how he just couldn't make it to Europe. And he ended up at a detention center in Libya. But that's where he met his wife, you know, who he feels is his soulmate. And for him, as you know, we say it's a hopeless place because when you're at the detention center, it shows that you haven't made it to where you want to go to, which is for them most of the time Europe. But he found love. You know, him and his now soon to be wife had a child. You know, they even had a child who was born in this detention center. And it's that little hope in a place that where many people feel it's no man's land. Or purgatory, if you were to think about it. And I thought it was just a beautiful story that, you know, two people came together and shared an experience. You know, they left their homes, which is not an easy thing to do for many people. They left their homes, but they found each other and they found love and they found a piece of happiness outside in a very dark place, basically.
Oh, but it's certainly beautiful to... Oh, yeah, Wana Wanasok, you know how to melt someone's heart. I'll give it to you. You have some of the best stories ever. Okay, but nonetheless, Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We do this again tomorrow, where you share some lovely news out of the continent for us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.